The film The Green Prince follows the unlikely journey of Massab Hassan Youssef. Born in the Palestinian territories to a high-ranking Hamas leader, Massab does the unthinkable. He spies on his own people for Israel's Shin Bet intelligence agency. Using candid interviews and reenactments, director Nadav Shurman follows Massab's transformation and his evolving relationship with his Israeli handler, Gonen. KBIA's Raymond Tungekar caught up with director Nadav Shurman. He started by telling Raymond about his first encounter with Massab.
The day I flew in to meet him, I was waiting for him in the hotel lobby in New York City, where the news just came on that Osama bin Laden had been assassinated. And there was a great buzz going through the hotel lobby as everybody was sort of, you know, glued to the news. And within minutes, Mossab walked in and he said, "Hi, you know, have you heard the news?" I'm like, "Well, yeah." He's like, "Well, let's go to ground zero." And within minutes of meeting the son of a Hamas leader, I was in a cab with him going to ground zero. 12 years before, he might as well have cheered for Osama bin Laden, you know? So the transformation was so great, and his need to belong was so great. And this, you know, I think this sort of nailed it for me, and I really felt that I had to tell this story.
What you said earlier, this relationship between Mossab and Gonen, that was one of the most compelling things I saw in the film, though. I never think about the relationship between a handler and, I guess, a spy, but it makes perfect sense, though, that something that was built on this intense level of trust would develop into something, as Mossab said, I believe he characterized the relationship as being stronger than brothers.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's interesting? We realized this in the course of talking together in Sundance, where the film premiered, is that, well, let's say when a boy meets a girl or a girl meets a boy and they're interested in each other romantically, the first thing they're going to do is to share secrets about themselves. So they, in fact, trust the other person with their secrets. And that bond of trust creates a proximity, which ultimately leads to love. But the first thing is sharing secrets and trusting the other person with those secrets. And it's quite fascinating because if you talk, I mean, in this case, you know, these people were exposed. So it allows us to sort of take a closer look at this relationship between a handler and a source, or a handler and an agent. But most, you know, handler and sources are not exposed. And when you talk to other handlers, they will all talk about their sources in terms of love. And it's interesting because maybe, you know, sharing secrets and then what it does to a relationship does lead to love in a way.
Have Mossab and Gonen seen the film?
Yes, it was a very special moment. They came to Sundance, where the film premiered last month, and they saw it together with an audience for the first time. The film opened the festival, and it was a very, very intense moment for them to see. I mean, imagine seeing yourself on a big screen, you know, sharing your secrets, which were, you know, life-threatening secrets for a decade, and all of a sudden sharing them on the big screen with hundreds of people. And the audiences responded tremendously. When they came on stage on each screening, they got standing ovations, people had tears. And I think the support of the audiences to their connection, to their relationship, was very meaningful to them.
That's director Nadav Shurman talking with KBIA's Raymond Tungekar about The Green Prince, a film that screens next week at the True False Film Festival.